Welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Shuva Shar Aleph Ois Mem Aleph. We're in the number 41, the 15th principle that we started yesterday of Tshuva, and this is Shir number 64. The 15th principle is that of Tefillah, davening. Besides for Vidoy, which is connected directly with the Tefillah, a person has to daven to Hashem, ask Hashem for said the Shmaya, ask Hashem for forgiveness. Let's explain outside first what Rabbi Yoin is now going to discuss. The Gemara in Saita on Daf Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, tells us Aveira is Mechaba Mitzvah. And Aveira has the capability of extinguishing the light, the power of a Mitzvah. If we had to give an example, you have a fire. If a fire is burning, you can't see what's underneath it. In fact, what's underneath it is getting consumed by the fire. However, if you take water, pour out the fire, you take a look underneath the fire, there was this metal box that protected the contents inside of the box. And those items are still intact. The items inside the box are still intact. When a person does tshuva, when a person davens to Hashem, even if the power of this tshuva is that even if the Aveira was mechabe the mitzvah, even if the Aveira extinguished the light, Ner mitzvah, the Torah, the light of this mitzvah, the power of this mitzvah, the tshuva, the water putting out the fire, has this capability of bringing back the chesed of Hashem, l'mafreya, retroactively, Hashem says, I can bring back that mitzvah that you did. Even though you did an aveira, and that aveira put out the fire, destroyed that mitzvah, but I can bring it back for you. Do a proper tshuva. And Ben Yonah brings some psukim. Chui machim dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Chui machim dvarim, take words. Words are tefillah. V'shuvu el Hashem, come back to Hashem. Then he says, v'imru elav kol tisa'ovayim v'kach toiv. What does it mean, v'kach toiv? V'kach toiv, ma'isa ha'toiv she'asinu. Except we ask Hashem to accept the good deeds, the kach ha'toiv, that we have done in the past. Chazal tell us, ki amru chazal, aveira is mechaba mitzvah. Aveira extinguishes the mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, but then he does an aveira. It's not like he has a mitzvah and he has an aveira. No. The aveira has the capability of putting this mitzvah into a lack of existence, of extinguishing the light of this mitzvah. However, uve'esa tshuva, when a person does tshuva, yiskapru ha'avoinois v'sisayir zechus ha'mitzvah. Then the aveira is removed. When a person does tshuva, v'esa tshuva, yiskapru ha'avoinois, the Averis are forgiven. This is Oirer Zchus HaMitzvah. And once again, the merit, the power of this mitzvah will shine forth. V'yoyer Neiro. So the delight of the mitzvah is able to come out and break through this box and shine forth. Acharei asher lo higiyo Oirei lefnei HaTshuva. And even if the brightness of this light of the mitzvah wasn't able to be there until the tshuva, now it's able to express itself. Now that mitzvah is accepted. What is he referring to? The Rambam explains in Hilchos Tshuva, famous Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, when a person does averus, then he does mitzvahs, Hashem says, Mi bikesh zois miyedchem. Who needs this? Who asked it? From the pasuk, Who asked from the Navi? Who asked this from you? I need your karbonis. I need your mitzvahs when you're doing averis. Who asked it from you? But then when a person does tshuva, says the Rambam, yesterday your person was sonor, you was hated by Hashem. Hashem didn't accept anything the person did. Now, today, I accept everything the person did. Not only today do I accept, but l'mafrei as well. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah has come to teach us over here from the Navi. That a person's mitzvahs that he did before when they were sullied by Aveira, they are now cleansed through the tshuva. This is the chesed Hashem does for us. And those mitzvahs come and shine forth.